United States, as Rish mentioned, is going to demand a negative COVID test for travelers from China as of January 5th, U.S. Joining the conversation is Bloomberg White House reporter Jordan Fabian. Jordan, thank you as always. Now, the White House has been complaining about lack of transparency for the last couple of weeks. Now, the Milan flight seemed to be pretty empirical proof that China will export Omicron. Do you think this is what the impetus was for today?
Yeah, certainly the level of infections that are being seen in China, as well as what the White House is calling a lack of transparency, drove this decision today. In particular, they're worried about lack of transparency surrounding genomic sequencing. But that's the complicated words for detecting new variants. What the public health officials are worried about is the level of infections in China are so high that there could be new variants circulating that they don't know about. And they don't want those variants to be transmitted by travelers coming from China, which is what drove the decision today to impose this testing requirement on travelers.
Yeah. Now, how's the program going to work? We apparently have a number of details on it, although it was not an official statement that came from health officials at the White House. Is that right?
Yeah, officials briefed reporters earlier today about it. We have some background on it. Basically, starting on January 5th, there's going to be a requirement that people coming directly from China or who are in the country 10 days before their departure to the U.S. will have to show either a negative PCR test or a negative antigen test, or one of the rapid tests, in order to gain entry to the United States. And so that's going to be the requirement at all airports moving forward.
Okay. And it does include Hong Kong and Macau, correct?
Yes, correct. And it's Hong Kong, Macau, and it's all passengers regardless of their nationality or vaccination status. So it's anyone coming from China. It's not targeted at Chinese people. It's coming from China, given the concern over the circulation of the virus there.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Jordan, because that was one of the first things that crossed my mind. This does not seem to be an ethnic. If somebody from the U.S. Went to China, was there for 10 days, then they need a negative test, correct?
That's correct. And, officials have really gone to lengths, in conversations that I've had with them to explain, that we're not targeting China, for any reasons regarding the U.S.-China relationship. This isn't even about, the COVID-zero policies coming down. It's about the level of infections being seen there and fears that it could be seeding a new variant. And so that's really what officials are saying drove this decision.
Okay, now I know this was a background briefing, but was this the extent of what they said, or are they planning anything else?
There are some more minor steps that, public health officials will be keen to look at, including surveillance at certain airports. So, again, this is part of their efforts to sniff out any new variants. They're going to be doing surveillance testing at a couple of airports on the West Coast. But right now, I'm told there's not anything more strict under consideration. So we're not hearing anything about, travel bans or quarantines or anything more drastic at this point. This is about as far as they're willing to go for now, okay, Given the situation in China.
All right, Jordan, as always, thank you so much. A White House reporter, Jordan Fabian.